Okay, I'll get back to the writing the next post. But one of our readers asked me to talk about guilt. Guilt in the sense of, let's say, the guilt you feel when you haven't gone as far spiritually as you think you ought to be. The guilt that you feel when you haven't been able to successfully heal yourself and have to perhaps call a practitioner in order to get the healing. The guilt you feel when you're not able to heal a family member. And there does come a time when a lot of us feel like, well, after all these years, I should be further along the way than I am. Or if you've been wrestling with something for a long time and haven't been able to resolve it from a spiritual point of view, there is a certain guilt that sets in. But let's talk about that guilt for a minute. When you start beating yourself up and condemning yourself for going into a funk, into a depression, because you have not been able to do the things you think you ought to have been able to do by prayer alone, that depression does not feel good. The self-condemnation, it does not feel good. And the mere fact that it doesn't feel good, that you know it's not of God. In Galatians, I think it's 5:22, it says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, is joy, is peace, is patience. Of course, they call it long-suffering. But love, joy, and peace, it does not feel, you don't feel at peace when you're condemning yourself and when you're going into depression because of a sense of guilt. You don't feel a joy. So it is not of God. That's the first thing you have to face. This thing is not of God. Then you have to ask yourself, am I willing, now that I've recognized that this guilt that I'm feeling, this depression that I'm feeling, this funk that I seem to be in, now that I know that it is not of God, am I willing to give it up? Am I willing to give up the feeling of guilt? Am I willing to come out of this sense of depression? Am I willing to stop beating up on myself? Because you have to answer yes if you want to come out of this sense of guilt. Now that you've answered yes, then let's go to the facts. As there is only one presence and there is only one power, that presence and power is God, necessarily there is only one mind. That mind is the presence of God. It is one infinite, indivisible mind, and this mind is in a constant state of spiritual illumination. This mind, my beloved, is the only mind that you have, the only mind that you are. This mind knows no sense of guilt. This mind knows no sense of failure. This mind knows no sense of self-condemnation or condemnation of others. And it is your true state of mind. Now, accepting this to be the reality, and if you say God is the only presence and the only power, you have to accept this to be the reality. Then we get into prayer. We get into prayer. Now, I want to preface this by saying, okay, all of this is not prearranged, so I'm kind of flying off the cuff. Let me tell you how I dealt with this. The feeling of grief at one time in my life, when my father passed, I started down that dark road of grief. And I knew in my heart that this is not of God. The feeling of grief is not of God, because God is, or the fruit of the Spirit of God is joy. So I knew grief was not real. But I didn't know how to get out of that funk. So I did what I've mentioned in a recent post that I call the listen and repeat formula. What I would do, I went into prayer not to try to fix something. I went into prayer not to try to heal something, not to try to get out of a funk, but I went in prayer with this. Since there is only one mind, what am I really experiencing here? What am I really experiencing here? And I would listen. I get up and I repeat and listen again. And then this incredible, overwhelming sense of joy, that joy that passes all human understanding, just started to, the best way I can describe it, flood my consciousness. Now, this is the very same day that I was told that my father, I was at work, I was just got through delivering a sermon at the church where I was pastoring, and they called me and told me my father had passed. And this is a few hours later that same day, and I got that sense of joy. And from that point on, I have always known that whenever you're feeling depressed, whenever you're feeling down, whenever you're feeling a sense of grief, it is not of God. It is not your real mind. It is not your real experience. But you have to pull apart. You've got to be willing to pull apart from this sense of being down, this sense of guilt, and just, I have to use these words, open consciousness to experience your real state of consciousness. And if you would do this, if you would first give up, be willing to give up that sense of guilt, acknowledge the one mind, and then get still to experience what your real mind is knowing and is conscious of, you will experience this joy. You will be lifted out of this sense of guilt. Wonders will happen in your consciousness. If you're feeling defeated, you will start to feel a sense of, the best way I can describe it is inner victory. If you're feeling sadness, that sadness is immediately turned to an experience of joy. If you're feeling guilt, that guilt is completely obliterated. If you're feeling hopeless, you start to feel not hopeful, but all that God is, I am. All that God is, I am. Now, I want to talk a minute about this feeling of guilt because we're not where we ought to be or where we think we ought to be spiritually. If you think you ought to be 99 miles down the road and you feel like you're only 3 miles down the road, let's talk about why that is. And this is going to be my next written post, I promise. Most of our spiritual practice has been about problem solving, trying to get God to do something or trying to get prayer to do something. And this is not the intention of prayer. The intention of prayer is God realization or self-realization. But for 999 years, we have been using our spiritual practice to resolve a problem. That is not a spiritual practice, and that's why we feel like we have not gotten further along the way. Stop that madness. Take 30 days, just 30 days, and whatever you're doing spiritually, forget about resolving a problem. Forget about fixing your life. And let these 30 days be just for the sheer joy of realization. Those 30 days will take you, and I don't like to mention distance and all that kind of stuff, will take you further along the way than those last 990 years when you were in the fix and repair mode with your prayer. Defeat, sadness, and guilt are no part of the God consciousness, my beloved. And that is your only consciousness.